listen to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday morning.
It is. I'm playing on Twitter. it's my job.
I was going to say it's your job, so it's not really playing if it's your job, right?
No, but then it's not fun. I sound like a kid. It's not fun anymore.
July 5th.
Yeah. Holiday yesterday.
That's right.
Good times.
It is also, because it's July, that means a new edition of Lutherans Engage the World. Lutherans Engage the World is an outstanding piece. It comes out quarterly.
It does.
Telling the stories of the church, particularly Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and our partners that we work with around the world.
Yeah. I think it might be my favorite magazine. Sorry, Rachel, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Ouch.
She's never going to come back now. It's just, it's the photography in it that really gets it for me. I'm a very visual person. And our...
Someone's dying to talk.
He's going to explode.
I got to say thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. Eric Lunsford, he is managing...
Can you say it?
Manager of photojournalism for the LCMS. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
This is what happens when we go on vacation for a
day. I make pictures. It works.
All right, we're done. That was the episode.
And wow, that was fast. What were you dying to say as I was talking about Lutherans Engage the World? You were like, and then I totally cut you off.
No, it is a fantastic publication. And it's great stories. And we love telling stories. And so we hope that you pick it up and look at the stories and read and enjoy.
And so Eric said, he says he makes pictures. He doesn't take them. He makes them.
What's the difference?
I don't think there's actually any difference. I think that, you know, photography is a creative process where you make. I mean, the camera technically makes the image. But, you know, you bring your style and vision to it, and you bring your eye. And what's great is that, you know, do it in his service. And that's what's really cool, because then you see God's people work all around the world, and that's just completely awesome.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that actually gets us to Lutherans Engage. What stories were you looking to cover for this summer edition? Or is it not like a, hey, we want to cover these stories, but it's more of a, these stories, we have these stories, let's use them.
Great
or
question.
Is it both?
Well, yeah, I mean, some are timely. I mean, we had a great Mercy Medical team in Sierra Leone. We've talked a lot about that before.
Yeah.
There's been some great guests on here before. You're going to see a really good story in there of great photography, just strong, poignant moments. And we're also looking at work that was going on in Puerto Rico with disaster response. Mm-hmm. It's very fantastic work there. And we could also kind of take us through Joyfully Lutheran schools. And we're talking about two schools on each side of the country, Los Angeles, North Miami, very different parts of the country. But you'll see how God's working through people there. And you'll see how some of these schools here really work within the communities. Really fantastic stories coming up.
Yeah. I like the two schools. That one was really fascinating for me. Just, I don't know, I'm not sure why. It was just interesting because maybe the cultural things that are brought out in the two communities.
But they're both in communities that have palm trees.
Oh, that is true.
That is true. Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Palm trees are very important.
And nice weather.
Well, it's interesting. I think you can get, I think a lot of people have perceptions about both places. You think of Los Angeles. What do you think of?
Traffic.
Yeah. When you think of Miami, what do you think of?
Beaches.
Yeah. And traffic.
I don't know.
Humidity.
But it's great because
good food.
You see... Yeah, oh,
that's true.
Yes, indeed. On both sides.
Yeah.
But you see here how you have these great Lutheran schools that are just loving the kids. Mm. And, you know, it's just amazing to see how teachers, I mean, they're bearing the love of Christ to these little ones and older ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, thanks be to God for our Lutheran schools. That's the amazing thing to see. So I hope you enjoy that story on there. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned Puerto Rico. You actually got to travel to Puerto Rico?
Yes, indeed. And that was a terrific story because what we talked about was what's going on there. And we really talked about through the eyes of Sylvia and Gonzalez. And Sylvia is a sweet lady. We had a we met there, interviewed with her, spent time. She was confirmed there at the congregation, and she came to church through the work. I mean, you have the there's a lay evangelist, William Torres. There's the pastor, Gustavo, and they're out. They know the community. And so we got a chance to see that. They have a weekly food distribution. And to see people, there's just a wonderful dignity to it all. And that's what I love to see. So that's just some things you're going to see there.
And your images, your pictures just tell that story so well. I love hearing you speak the story now, having seen the pictures and the story in the early edition of Lutherans Engaged. Do we have special privileges? Do we get to see, like, is this like the early edition that I'm seeing here?
We are, but it's also online now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're making me feel special.
We get
for a minute.
Preview copy.
We get a preview copy.
For
that's
media
the word.
Uses.
That's right. Media preview copy. But to look through those, I could probably, I mean, I do read the words too in Lutherans Engaged, but I could probably just sit and look at the images and still get almost just as much of the story just from looking at the images.
Yeah. So we have Catechesis Friday on social media, and that's one of my, selfishly, that's one of my favorite parts of doing those Catechesis Friday posts, is that usually I end up using pictures that Eric has taken because it's usually specifically about the Lord's Supper or baptism. That's not something you find in stock photography. So I get to sit and scroll through all the really cool pictures and, like, read all the descriptions. It's really fun.
But they're not pictures that Eric has taken. They're pictures that Eric has
making. Making.
Taking, making.
Making up words.
I have a fun trivia question I have to throw in the middle of this before we get back to Lutherans Engaged. This is a trivia question about Eric. Eric.
This is what happens when
we're
you're
off
on
to a
vacation.
Great start here today.
Eric,
yes.
When you're taking a photo, right eye or left eye?
Ooh.
Wow.
I love that. It's my right eye.
Right eye.
But you know, I'm making a point. See, cameras, sometimes the bigger professional cameras, it blocks your whole face.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it can be a little intimidating. So what's important is when you make pictures and you spend time with people, to make sure just to leave the camera down for a little while. Because you want to be you. Right. And I mean, there's times when something's happening right away and you have to make a picture of that. But often it's only after a little while you just spend time, see what the story is, meet folks. That's when you start making pictures. But what I love now is I try to get smaller cameras so that way you see part of me. Because if you see me, we're still like, you're kind of weirdly tied together.
Sure, you're making a connection with that person. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I always want you to know I'm always just like, kind of like this camera head. But more or less Eric, who loves to spend time and tell us your story. And so that's really cool. I do like that.
What do you look for when you're taking pictures? Because, I mean, it's not just like taking your camera and just like randomly snap, like when we use our phones, just like, you catch a million images all at once and hoping for one of them to be good. But there's a lot more. I mean, you're actually looking for that, the moment and the people. Look, but what do you look for?
Ooh, great question again. So let's, you know what? And here's a great one. We're going to come back into Engaged.
You can see how animated Eric is right now.
So fun.
So the story about the Winneken Project in Baltimore that we're going to come back to, I mean, it's a story about this Lutheran identity in Baltimore. And when I'm looking for photographs, I think, okay, what's that story? You know, so what here is Lutheran here? We went to a couple different congregations. I'll talk about one. It's Pastor Roy Axel Coates, you know, a wonderful, vibrant congregation. And what's wonderful is knowing, okay, word and sacrament ministry, right? This pastor distributing the sacrament, and I have to anticipate, okay, the story is about this identity, that it points to the cross. Here's a pastor distributing the sacrament. So I'm going to think, how am I going to be in the right place at the right time, while at utmost being respectful of what's going on, to not be intrusive, but to make a picture that really accurately tells that story. So to give you an example here, it's working with the pastor, who he's just a great, great pastor, and also the congregation knowing who I am. So he says, hey, this is Eric Lunsford from the Missouri City. He's here to make pictures, tell a story for this Engage article. And then when people feel comfortable, now you're in a place where you can be close when people are receiving God's gifts. And be able to be very respectful, make a picture, but then in the magazine, see how the body of Christ is given to a person. And so that is what I'm looking for. And so a lot of that is anticipation. And you know what's great is that I always still get a little anxious. Mm-hmm. When you know that picture is coming up, it's kind of a sixth sense. Like when you know that person's going to cross over into your lane when you're driving, you just don't know. They don't have a signal, but you get a sense, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you get that sense. And so you try to be prepared. And that's what I look for. And a lot of times the composition on the thing, it's kind of all second nature. It really is like riding a bike mm-hmm. or driving a car, which we don't want to be too second nature. We pay attention on there, especially as we're riding a bike too, and as well walking.
Do not text and drive.
Right, right. But to be cognizant and be ready and to make sure that you know what's going on in front of the lens so that when that happens, you're ready. Mm-hmm. That's how that goes.
We have, this is sad, we only have a minute left.
No.
Oh my goodness. See, I talk way too much. I'm sorry.
What was... No, this is good.
This is why we keep having you back on.
What was the hardest story to capture? What was the hardest story to shoot for this issue of Engage?
This issue, the hardest story was the Mercy Medical Team. Mm. It's physically and mentally exhausting. It's an outstanding, wonderful experience to see Christ's love there. But it's also a very long week on everybody in the team. And so it weighs on you. So every day you have to be fresh and get to know everybody. Mm-hmm. People coming for care, people giving care, make sure everyone's comfortable with you, often language barriers. So you're using body language constantly. You always be respectful, dignified with your subjects. And so that's very exhausting after an entire week, and you're just ready to collapse.
Mm. And which team was this?
This was the MMT in Sierra Leone. In Sierra Leone. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
From Fear to Hope.
Yeah, and we covered that a few weeks ago, right after the team got back.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. You do such a fantastic job of conveying the story and helping us be a part of the work that Lutherans are doing around the world. Thanks for sharing these stories. Thanks for sharing the pictures, but also for coming to the studio to share these stories so we can hear your words, too.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad you'll keep me on, even though I think I still broke your mic.
You did not break the mic.
I'm still fairly convinced I did.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. Coming up in just a little bit, we're meeting with one of our missionaries.
Yes, we are. Fantastic guy.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.